The gustatory phase is one of the most important in wine tasting. Through taste, we evaluate the sensations in the mouth and complement the information obtained through sight and smell. This stage allows us to discover the wine's balance, structure, and complexity. It all begins with the first impression, called the attack. It's what we feel upon taking the first sip. It can be smooth, powerful, sweet, or fresh, and it already gives us clues about the wine's character. Next, we identify the primary flavors, which come from the grape. In whites, we usually notice fruits like apple, pear, or citrus. In reds, cherry, blackberry, or plum predominate. Floral notes, such as rose or violet, and vegetal notes, such as green pepper or fresh herbs, may also appear. Secondary flavors come from fermentation. Here we find nuances of toast, brioche, butter, or even yogurt. In sparkling wines, yeast or bread dough are common. Finally, tertiary flavors develop during the wine's aging. Aromas of vanilla, coconut, chocolate, coffee, leather, or spices may appear. In some cases, there are also oxidative notes, such as dried fruit, caramel, or nuts. A wine's structure is measured by several elements. Acidity, which provides freshness and vitality. Tannins, in red wines, create that dry feeling on the gums. They can be soft or harsh. Alcohol, which gives a warming sensation in the mouth and throat. And the body of the wine, that is, its density or weight in the mouth. It can be light, medium, or full-bodied. Another key aspect is persistence, how long the flavors last after swallowing or spitting. A quality wine leaves a long and pleasant impression. Also important is retroolfaction, which occurs when we exhale through the nose with our mouth closed after swallowing. This allows us to perceive aromas that complement the taste experience. Finally, we value balance, when all the components of the wine, acidity, tannins, alcohol, and sugar, are in harmony. And complexity, which is appreciated when the wine offers multiple layers of flavors and aromas that evolve over time. To taste properly, we take a sip, swirl the wine around in our mouth, swallow, or spit it out, and pay attention to the finish, the duration of the flavors, and what comes back through our nose. This is how we discover the wine's true personality.